You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Toronto Blue Jays with MLB.com's Blue Jays beat reporter, Gregor Chisholm. Gregor, I'm not sure we were expecting to see quite the kind of news made by the Jays that they made this week, but they went out and made one of the biggest early free agent signings of this hot stove. Were you surprised to see the Jays move on that kind of deal for Russell Martin?
Yeah, you know, it was surprising. You know, there were kind of rumors, and the Blue Jays have been linked to an awful lot of guys this offseason. And the underlying theme throughout all that was that Russell Martin was probably their number one target. But, you know, this is by far the biggest commitment the Blue Jays have ever made in free agency. You know, Alex Anthopoulos, this is not normally how he likes to do business. He had never given out more than a three-year contract, had never handed out more than $16 million in free agency. So this is really a break from philosophy, from what the Blue Jays have really done over the last few years. But it just goes to show that, you know, Alex really is trying to kind of put all his chips in for this upcoming season. They're trying to take advantage of the small window of opportunity they have here with this current core over the next couple of years. And, you know, I think they backloaded Martin's contract to help accommodate that as well, to try and bring in some more talent for 2015 and 2016 to try and take advantage of the core that they have in place.
So given all the ways that this does seem to be out of character, what is it that makes Russell Martin the right guy for that decision and that commitment?
You know, I think a lot of it really comes down to the emerging young pitching staff that the Blue Jays have. You know, I think a lot of the future for this organization it really relies on those young arms and the development of those guys. I think they saw what Martin has done throughout his career, especially what he did the last couple of years in Pittsburgh with that pitching staff. And I think they really want to get him involved in guys like, you know, Marcus Stroman, Daniel Norris when he comes up, Aaron Sanchez, Drew Hutchison. You know, this is really going to be key to the Blue Jays' success. And so, you know, it's defensive first. You know, they do want some production with the bat. I think everybody realizes that last year was probably a career year for Russell Martin. It might be a little unrealistic to expect him to just duplicate those numbers. They're going to need some offense from him. Obviously, when you're talking about that kind of term and that kind of money, you do need that. But first and foremost, this is about what he brings behind the plate and what he brings to that pitching staff.
We already said there are a variety of reasons this was a striking move, but for me, maybe the biggest one was that this is a team with at least one major need, and they signed a guy at a position where they already had somebody. What does this mean both to the catcher they already had, but also to that desire to get some kind of upgrade at second or third base?
Yeah, that's what made this feel so surprising in the first place, was you're right. I mean, going into this offseason, the catching position was not an area of need. I mean, Deion Navarro had a real bounce-back year last year. I mean, he does have some defensive issues behind the plate. There was some issues with his pitch selection with the pitching staff last year. But, I mean, this is a guy who really proved a lot of his critics wrong last year by being able to handle a full workload and really putting up a good year. So that wasn't one of the issues. The issue is really, you know, what's going on in left field with Melky Cabrera or somebody else, and then either second base or third base, depending on where Brett Laurie plays next year. So those issues don't change, and that's something that definitely needs to be addressed. And so I think this is kind of really just the start of the offseason. Even though Blue Jays have made an awful lot of moves already, you know, Alex Anthopoulos really has to just be getting started because of the holes that he had on his roster at the end of the regular season, they're still there now. So one thing he has preached about is flexibility with the roster, and that's something he does have even a little bit more now because they can look to possibly move Navarro. He's someone who's going to generate an awful lot of interest across the league with an affordable $5 million contract next year before he hits free agency. And they can also look to make some other moves, whether it's Jay Happ or someone from the pitching staff to open up a little bit more available money. There's a lot of different ways that Anthopoulos can go this offseason to fix those holes.
What specifically do you expect them to do with Navarro? Do you expect he'll be part of the 2015 roster, or do you think that he's going to be somewhere else?
I would expect him to be somewhere else. I just think there's going to be a little too much value in his contract. you know, he would fit a need for the Blue Jays for sure, and especially because you could slot him at DH. The bat obviously doesn't play as well at that position as it would if you're using him at catcher, but I mean, he is an option to be used at DH, and he would be a very, very solid backup catcher. But I just think that Alex is probably going to get too many calls to, you know, it seems like already that there are a lot of teams that are interested in his services. And I just think that, you know, if the Blue Jays get an offer where they can fill another hole on that roster, it's probably something that you just can't turn down. So I would expect them to make a move on the ball.
And as far as the other question, the Melky Cabrera question, does this increase the chances that Cabrera is gone, do you think?
That's a really good question, and that's one that I don't think anyone really knows the answer to right now. You know, that's the big shroud of mystery around the Blue Jays is always what their payroll is going to be like. And it does seem, from all indications from ownership and front office, that it is going up this year. The question is, how much is it going up? But I don't think they can be completely ruled out on Melky yet. I think they still have set an amount that in terms of years and dollars that they're willing to go to, and I think they'd still like to sign him for around that. I don't think they're prepared to go for as many years as he's looking for. I don't think they're going to give him a five-year deal. But I still think they're going to try and bring him back because, you know, and when you look at the way Martin's contract is structured, with the fact that he's only getting paid $7 million next year, that does give them some flexibility. They could also do something similar with Melky's contract as well, where they could backload it a little bit. And the Blue Jays, really long-term, the only guy that really has guaranteed money beyond 2015-2016 is Jose Reyes and Russell Martin. So there is some flexibility there long-term. They can still do that, and there's no question that they need to do something in left field. They need to find a solution there because when you look at the outfield that they have right now, really only Jose Bautista is the only proven guy that they have. Dalton Pompey, they're kind of putting all the eggs in the basket for him in his rookie season next year. But you really don't want to go into next year trying to compete when you have unknowns both in left field and center field. So they need to get a proven commodity there. Melky Cabrera obviously could be that guy, but it's really anyone's guess at this point as to whether those two sides are going to be able to come to terms.
And then in the infield, there have been already some trade whispers about who might be available, who might be out there, who might interest them. Do you have any more read now than maybe earlier this winter as to what might suit them as far as finding an option in the open spot in the infield, whether that's, and I keep saying this, I guess most likely it is second base, but whether it's second or third.
Right. And to be honest with you, as this offseason has progressed, I think the chances of them getting a big name there have decreased. You know, I think they've tested the waters on some of the bigger names, whether it's Howie Kendrick, Chase Utley, guys like that. And I don't think that there's really both in terms of interest there, in terms of players with no trade clauses and the overall interest to really part with the amount of talent, the amount of money that it would take to do those type of deals. They've come up with their backup solution with Devin Travis. You know, if the season were to begin in the next week, he would be the guy at second base. And I think they're okay with that. He's better than what they have. He's better than what they had internally. So I think they've got their backup. But then, you know, whether it's a guy like Jed Lowry or, you know, there's a few different kind of lesser options out there that wouldn't necessarily be the big, big name that the Blue Jays could go with. I think the way that it's slotted up right now, second base, third base is probably a little bit below, you know, left field. And then even the bullpen in terms of the list of priorities and in terms of stuff that Alex Anthopoulos has to get done. I think they're slightly, you know, amendable to just going forward with the status quo. So I don't think you're necessarily 100% going to see that position addressed. But if you do, I think it will be after left field and after the bullpen as well.
All right. Well, Gregor Chisholm, thanks for taking some time here to talk Blue Jays on MLB.com Extras. And thanks, everybody, for listening.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.